where we bring in the fine assembly woman out of the second. You know her well. Her name's Jody Giglio. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on an early Thursday morning visit. We say good morning to you. How you feeling?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? I'm good.
All righty. Thanks for having a bagel and an orange juice with us at this point. boy, I'm telling you. First off, you're vying for re-election. How's the campaign going?
It's going well. I mean, it's had several interviews with the Newsday and the local media groups. And, you know, if you're doing your job, I've said this to you in the past, if you're doing your job and you're representing the people and you're visible and they know that you're working hard for them, then they reelect you. And I've been successful both on the town board and hopefully in the assembly, because I really enjoy my job and being a public servant.
What do you take? I know you know, you're into all this stuff. I mean, you got a lot. You're balancing Albany. You're balancing your district here. And, you know, one of the biggest stories, not getting a lot of coverage except from us here, and that is what's happening at Suffolk County government right now with these computer systems. It's been out 3 weeks. Today is actually 21 days since. I mean, it is an alarming story. What's your take on all this stuff?
You know, everything is halted. The Suffolk County Department of Health Services, as far as new development and review of applications, it's the court documents, the police documents. I mean, everything is kind of jammed up. It's kind of hard to imagine that a county so big that they didn't have a firewall great enough so that we wouldn't get hackers into it, which is what is allegedly happening.
Very strange stuff. So hopefully new information coming out, and we can kind of decipher all of this. Trying to decipher, I know you got a press conference tomorrow regarding this dredging stuff, where Connecticut's now been directed federally to, you know, dump some of that into our region here. Talk to me about that.
Okay, so there are five privately owned properties that want to benefit from commerce in Connecticut, from maritime commerce, and they have gotten permission through the EPA. We don't believe that they met all the criteria in order to dispose 1,000 feet off of Fisher's Island, which is in my district, and in waters of New York. So we appealed it. And like I said, it's been a decade battle. And the appeals court decided that they could take the dredge spoils and dump them right off Fisher's Island, which will definitely affect our recreational fisheries, our hatcheries, everything. The sediment could be detrimental to the seagrass that we spend so much money in, that the EPA, the federal government, spends so much money in giving the state of New York to help the Peconic Estuary in order to reestablish the seagrass and, to keep the fishing seasons open for the commercial fisheries and then also for recreational. So we feel that it's going to be detrimental, and it's going to be a continued dumping site for dredge spoils. So it's not like this is just going to be a one-time thing. It's going to continually happen.
Anything one could do to prevent this from taking place?
We battled it. I've read the court documents, and it's just, when the EPA partnered with Connecticut to request that the dredge spoils go in New York, when Connecticut has they have dumping facilities already for dredge spoils. I mean, this is an area that has been, it's clean water. So, I don't know, we're going to just make some noise about it, and hopefully the EPA is going to come around and try and find a different location, because there are several locations that are mapped out in their plan. I don't know why they chose this location. It's really bad. It's right off the Sound.
This is where you'd like the governor to maybe step in, but listen, that's not going to happen. But in essence, talk to me about Albany right now.
And there hasn't been a peep. You would like the governor to step in.
Yeah, you'd like something. You know, this is a big story. There's no question. Think about this, folks. All the money that was spent. Jody just gave you, a little dissertation on the money that was spent to preserve and everything else. Well, it's all for naught now, as far as all this going in. So you'd like somebody, a higher upper, to kind of come in and say, hey, wait a minute now, but I don't know. Maybe there's another agenda there. Talk to me about Albany right now. What are the major issues on the campaign trail right now that you're facing for re-election? What are the most concerned type of situations that people are are thinking about here?
Crime is the number one. Crime is the number one. Inflation is the number two. And, you know, the laws that they're making in Albany about how they want to change everything over to electric, no more fossil fuels, no more natural gas. They want to make it so that you have to convert your house to electric. I don't know, Jay, if you recall, but I had to replace my air conditioning system a few years ago, and it was a full new system because the old systems, the state felt were, you know, hazardous to the environment, and so they eliminated the old systems, and now they're going to switch over to electric. Everyone's going to have to switch over to electric, not only in your homes, but in your cars. So those gas furnaces that you have and the hot water heaters, you're going to have to repipe, redo everything. You're going to have to up your electric panel in order to handle the load for all the electricity that's going to be coming into the house, including your brand new electric vehicle, because the state voted that those should not be sold in New York anymore after 2035. Which means that gas stations are going to cease to exist, and if they do, it's going to cost you a fortune to fill up your car.
Boy, what utopia we're going to face.
That's the agenda of the majority rule in Albany, and it's been happening for 4 years, and they got all the bills adopted to make everybody switch over to electric energy.
Listen, I've started a separate account to see if I can get myself up to $65,000, you know, and I'll be new car shopping. You know, I'll be new car shopping within the next 9 years, no question. Charging station and everything else going to look like the Jetsons around here. Man, I can't wait. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's something else, but it's reality, right?
It really is. It's reality. And don't be surprised if you want to flee New York, like most New Yorkers can't have because of a lot of these policies. You might have to do this work before you sell your house.
No joke anymore. It really is. It's alarming. Can you imagine no gas stations? Gas stations, folks. It's reality.
Well, they started that. They started that like 15 years ago. I'm sure that everybody that's listening, all your listeners, know of gas stations that existed. And there was a construction period where it was closed because the state wanted containment dikes around these gas stations. The tanks that were in the ground, so the gas stations had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to accommodate the state's wishes when it came to the existing gas stations. And some of them didn't survive it. They never came back. It's which, you know what, I think that there's testing. I think there's testing that could have been done underneath the tanks to see if there was any contamination before you make somebody spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to dig up around it, excavate around it, and then pour a slab underneath. It's it's just, we are going to be the most environmentally friendly state in the country and perhaps the world. But they want to be the leaders. But meanwhile, there's you see what's going on in India and in China and in Russia, where, you know, the emissions that they have are much greater. So I don't know. Our commerce is struggling. We pay the highest utility rates. I read the stories about how, you know, electronic vehicles in other states now it's costing almost $45 a gallon to fill it up. And you get more mileage, but, you know, there's another story about someone that bought a 2013 car and the battery was no good and they wanted him to spend $15,000 to buy a new battery.
Yeah, my
kids, I mean, who can spend $15,000 on a battery for their car? And does it offset the cost and the savings in fuel and maintenance of the vehicle? You need to really weigh that. But most parents nowadays can't even afford $15,000 to buy a used car for their kids to go to and from school. And you're going to have to buy them an electric vehicle.
That's what it's come down to. Hey, last one. Fast forward here. I'm going to ask you to put on your Kreskin app and tell me where we are at on the 9th of November as far as party rule in the state capitol. What do you think?
Well, I can't imagine that anybody in New York thinks that what's happening in Albany is great. There is just too much legislation and very harmful to the New York taxpayer, especially when it comes to healthcare, because they want to go to, you know, single payer. And a lot of people that don't have health benefits, they're getting health care, but they want to go to the single payer and they want to charge the hardworking middle class to pay for those benefits. So it's going to affect all of us. That's a big thing. The health care and the reproductive acts, which a lot of people don't even know when they say, you know what, a woman should have a right to her body. I agree. I'm pro-life, but I agree they should have a right to do what they want with their body. However, I don't believe that they should be able to do it and have an abortion up until the last day when they're ready to give birth and there's not a doctor there to take care of the baby if the baby survives. The baby survives, they'll just decide what they're going to do with it at that time.
That's why we got tough laws in place already regarding it, as far as the state is concerned.
Yes, it was, but New York in 2019 in the Reproductive Health Care Act, if you were having an abortion after 20 weeks, you were required to have it in a hospital with two doctors, one for the mother and one for the baby, just in case the baby survives. They did away with that.
Yeah, amazing. Jody, we wish you the best in your reelection trek. We will follow it, of course, and hopefully we'll have you on before the big day, which is happening in 40 days. How's that?
Yes. That sounds great.
Appreciate it all. Assemblywoman Jody Giglio looking to retain as far as the 2nd Assembly District. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch. Thank you, Jody. Appreciate it all.